to Iraq now, where a fierce debate has erupted over a proposed law that would legalize marriage for 9-year-old girls. Human rights activists say it would drag Iraq into the dark ages, replacing relatively progressive laws that have been in place for ages. But Iraq's justice minister, who drafted the measure, says it's Islamic and appropriate. NPR's Alice Fordham reports.
Here at the Baghdad Book Fair, most of the stands sell religious books, and many of the customers are men. But here in the middle, lawyer Fawzia El-Baba Khan is delivering a blistering critique of a law that would allow children to marry and restrict rights like inheritance. We speak afterwards.
We know that the state of women in Iraq is getting worse, despite the intellectual openness that women had benefited from following the American occupation and the removal of the regime.
Since the invasion in 2003, she says, there's internet access, civil society, travel, but conservative religious politics are also on the rise.
There is regression in terms of women's personal freedom, in terms of women's rights.
The law she's talking about was proposed by the Justice Minister and passed by the Cabinet. If voted by Parliament into law, it would be voluntary. People can choose to use its rules to set marriage contracts or write wills. But the lawyer says it could be forced on young girls and boys, and it would only apply to Iraq's Shiite Muslims, not its Sunnis or other minorities.
This, of course, nurtures sectarianism and divisions in society.
Many analysts say that the law is unlikely to be passed, but that it is a political pitch to shore up support with conservative Shiites. In Iraq's hinterlands, tribal traditions sometimes allow violence against women and early marriage.
We are a society plagued by patriarchal attitudes and outdated tribal laws, which are all conducive to violence against women.
That's Ahlam Al-Obeidi, who hosts a radio show about women's rights in Baghdad. She says years of war left Iraq with a surplus of women and lots of poverty. Some people marry off young girls for the dowry.
This is not marriage, though, but rather the selling and buying of young women.
Ahlam tells me about her 4 granddaughters. The oldest is 9.
This law causes me a lot of pain because some families will do that to their daughters, and I'm sure it will become a matter of selling and buying.
Technically, it does say in some religious texts that a girl achieves maturity at 9. But Iraq has a tradition of separation of mosque and state. Even in a Hausa, a Shiite religious seminary in Baghdad, there's criticism of the proposed law. Sheikh Shawad al-Khalisi there, a grand ayatollah, the highest level of Shiite scholarship.
There are matters which were mentioned in that law that are really unnecessary for contemporary generations. They pertain to old jurisprudence, so they shouldn't be brought up now and pushed on people. And some are trying to impose it on society.
He says it's simple. Iraq is riven by the worst violence in years and awaiting the result of a contentious election. This law is a distraction, intentional or otherwise, from much more important matters for the stricken country. Alice Fordham, NPR News.